welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quick, fast, goofy self-improvement podcast of awesome with a brand new intro.
I can't believe we have to redo the intro.
We lost our intro because we're not tech savvy here, but we're
like,
cool.
We did like that 14 years ago.
I know.
I don't even remember what the podcast is about at this point.
Anyways, Dogs Are Smarter Than People is the podcast that helps you live a happier, quirkier life. I'm Carrie Jones, a New York Times and internationally best-selling novelist, and the guy with me is actually married to me.
For how long, we don't know.
But not much longer.
It's been a good run.
But this is my co-host, Sean Farrar. Join us as we start off with a random thought about the weirdness of life, and then we segue beautifully and smoothly into
dog advice? Dog tips?
Life advice. You've got this. You've got it too. Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. That we begin with a random thought.
We do?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby. What's going on this morning?
Apparently, my brain isn't open.
Your brain's not open for business
not
yet?
Not open for business yet. There's two... Oh, someone made a smelly in this podcast studio.
Probably one of the dogs.
No, I don't think it was.
Heck yeah.
All right, anyways, speaking of smelly...
Yeah?
There's a woman in the UK who wipes her doggy's bum.
What?
And lets her
doggy
eat at the table. And according to the Mirror, the woman says that her doggy deserves to be spoilt.
Spoilt's not a word.
It is in Britain.
Is it for
real? She deserves to be spoilt. Ellie Beach, 22, from Buckinghamshire, has a puppy, a cockapoo, which is the most appropriate name for this dog.
Puppy. Cockapoo.
Cockapoo. And then her cockapoo's name is Luna. And Luna has a life of luxury, it says.
Apparently.
So Luna gets
to
have...
She's large in the trailer.
I don't know if it's a trailer. But she's apparently Britain's most pampered pooch. Has dinner at the family table, the article says. Movie nights with her own bowl of popcorn. And hogs her own tub of Häagen-Dazs ice cream. That dog's gonna be fat.
That dog's gonna be huge.
So freaking fat. Cockapoos are like some of the sleepiest dogs too. Like they sleep a butt ton.
They're naturally kind of chubby, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like rotund. Not. I mean, they're just like pudgy dogs.
Yeah, but I think like a lot of people like they feed their dogs, particularly labs in America, human food sometimes.
Oh yeah, definitely,
but not a whole bowl.
I mean, I guess it could be a little bowl of popcorn with no butter. That's fine.
It says a tub, her own tub.
I know, I'm imagining
of Häagen-Dazs
like
ice cream.
A bowl of popcorn like I eat.
Oh my god, that's a
Which
lot of popcorn.
Would be too much, you think, for a cockapoo.
Yes, so the cockapoo has had a life of luxury since she was brought home. At 1 month old.
Yeah.
And,
That's not old enough to bring a dog home.
Her favorite film is Clifford the Big Red Dog. She warms her Luna's blankies in a tumble dryer.
Oh, my
and
God.
And she wipes her bum when she goes to the bathroom.
So they referenced her family. By family, she means the parents that she lives with?
I think so. Isn't that amazing? I thought that was amazing.
Wait, down.
All right, so people who are listening to the podcast can only hear Sean go,
I'm sorry. I know that's not the sexiest of talk.
No. Well, Luna is a very cute dog.
Is that Luna?
I don't know. But
I think it is.
And apparently, like...
She is a cutie.
Their theory behind spoiling Luna is that doggies have short lifespans and they don't get to live with us forever. You know?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, and she eats at the table because they would put the food on the floor and she wouldn't eat it. until they put it up on the table.
Really?
Yeah, Luna knows how to, like...
She's like, small, she, little bitch.
She's, like, kind of amazing, you know?
She knows how to work it.
And there's a picture of her showing her own tub of Haagen-Dazs in the freezer.
Oh, maybe they just let her get a few licks.
I'm hoping they only give her a few licks. They kind of look like they're pretty nice people.
Yeah.
Like, they look kind of okay. And I actually read somewhere that you're supposed to wipe your dog's bottom.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, that's bull.
Well, it's probably somebody trying to sell doggy wipes, honestly. Probably. Like, hey, yeah, here, wipe, get a sponsorship. From, yeah.
What are you, dogs and animals have been pooping out of their butts with no toilet paper forever. If they need a wipe, they'll drag it on the ground.
Yeah, so here, like there are definitely blog posts all over the place from very reputable places like MDog and Chit and Dogster.
Those sound reputable.
And
just about as reputable as the... Oh, never mind.
Dogs are smarter than people.
No. Dogster. You should, and here's
but
why.
Anyways, like, I guess that you can have a messy... If you have a messy backside and you're a puppy, right?
Yeah.
That, like, it's... You should... Like, clean it. I mean, I've had to cut
poop out. The long-haired dogs that we have had in the past. Yeah. Things get hung up in there sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, next, if we ever have another beer, we'll make sure they get the Brazilian wax job monthly.
But anyways, if you have a long-haired doggy and there's some fecal matter under their taily tails, in all seriousness... Yeah. And it stays there for a while, which I think you'd be able to smell, at least initially, right?
Yeah.
It can get infected.
Of course it can.
And so, and then the doggy will try to get it off and scoot across the floor. When he does that, and then his little anal glands can, like, get all poofy.
Yeah.
And then you have
then you gotta milk him.
And then he really, really smells.
Yeah.
And unless you're super ballsy, like Sean... Yeah, or me. You have to milk them.
Or go to the vet.
I
have you milked anal glands before?
Spartacus's.
Really?
Yep, it was Sparty.
Oh, well, his must have got fixed.
It was nasty.
Or does it just blend in with his body size?
No, he was fine. I did a good job. And there you go. Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the self-improvement podcast that talks about squeezing your dog's anal glands.
Yeah. It's a dog care podcast.
But the final thing I wanted to mention was a woman at McDonald's saw Elvis in her ketchup bin.
Oh, there, look at that.
Like, you know how you have, like, a little plastic bin for ketchup?
Man, that guy's popping up all over.
She was stunned because she realized that Elvis was in the bottom of her plastic ketchup.
This must be in the UK again.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they don't have ketchup tubs over here anymore.
No, because we're anti-plastic. I guess over there they don't care still. I don't know.
You gotta pump it into a paper cup, at least inside.
He's popping it up.
I don't know. What?
He's pumping it in. Language is sexual today.
Yeah, and that's because we didn't have any morning love. We got out of bed. Never mind. Oh, you're still recording.
I was.
No, you are still recording.
How am I going to edit this?
You don't need to edit it. People don't mind it.
I think they do.
Hey, we're morning people. You know. We do it often in the morning.
Not with that laugh, man.
Often at night.
He's living a dream.
Sometimes twice a day.
So this week's podcast...
Don't start off like that.
...is about...
I'm going to have to give you a honk.
...is about...
pep you up, baby.
I just asked you to not say
Oh, that wasn't like supposed that. To be the S word.
Oh.
Come on.
I don't think I can do it.
What is wrong with you this morning?
Well, I just...
Did you need some coffee?
I want to help people and you turn everything into sexy sex stuff.
For comedy. It's helping people.
Okay, so this podcast is called No Talent, No Problem, right?
Apparently.
Sorry, I can't stop laughing. Alright, so first, we talked about the lady in Elvis and McDonald's, and she went viral. That doesn't require talent.
Went viral? Mm-hmm. You failed to mention that.
Yeah.
I think she drew it with her French fry, which is probably more talented, actually.
Yeah. And then there's, like, a lady who let... We talked about who let her doggy sit at the table and wiped a bum, right? Yeah. Now she's famous for wiping her dog's bum.
Hopefully she doesn't wipe her bum at the table.
And Steve Martin, who's an American author and comedian and musician and actor and coolest human, has...
Coolish.
Oh, he's super cool, honestly. He has his master class where he talks about how when he started out in show business, he had absolutely no talent at all. Like, he didn't know anything. He had no talent. Yeah. He's like, believe me, nothing. Like, there was not one talented thing. But he took a chance at a comedy writing job when he was in college for the Smothers Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Like back in 1969, so he's really old.
Jesus.
Where they basically just needed young people to write jokes, and he had no idea how to write a joke. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, the head writer, like, sat with him with his page of jokes, and he's like, circle, like, the thing, and then put a big arrow, and then put the arrow at the end. He's like, the punchline goes at the end. That's your punchline. This is, like, he had no clue. So he was super young back then, but he just took the chance. And he was like, you know, like, if you want something, particularly in show business, you have to think, what's the mystery well inside of you that needs to get out?
The mystery well.
Yeah, like the well of stuff inside you. There's something in you that compels you, Sean, to want to make jokes. Or compel someone to write stories, like me.
Because I want to make the world a better place.
No, there's a well inside of you.
I know.
And anyways, so he also has this adage. He has two more about, like, life advice, basically. Which is, one is, when it's your turn to get picked, you've got to be within pointing distance. Wow. And for him, you know, that's like Hollywood or New York or Chicago, if you're a comedian, right? Like, when they need somebody, like they needed somebody to write for the Smothers Brothers, you gotta kind of be in the area.
Right.
And that's not quite as true anymore because the internet for different jobs like writing, but it's true. You gotta be out there for people to know you exist.
That's true.
And I think that we just started a little local news blog. And now that people are starting to know that we exist, it's like we're getting...
Specifically you, babe.
We're getting more and more opportunities for that. You know what I mean? It's like...
For stories and stuff. Like,
The recognition. Like, the moment you put yourself out there and become vaguely visible, people start noticing you more, and then they point at you, and you get the job. So, his other thing is...
It's that easy.
His other thing is, well, that goes into his third adage, I think, which is to be so good that they can't ignore you.
Oh.
Think about that one, though.
Well, that takes a lot of work.
Oh, my God.
Unless you're just naturally good.
No, it's like him. Like, he, like, learned how to make a joke. He learned how to do this. He learned how to do that. He keeps learning. He keeps studying people. Like, when he was trying to figure out comedy, and what he tells people to do is, like, to make comedy dates. So he had one or two friends, and for five, like, for hours, like, they had a dedicated time every week. And all they would do would be, like, try out jokes and talk about comedy and what was funny. And, like, just really intensively discuss it,
that
right? Our puppy's licking me while I'm talking. I'm not going to wait for Bum Bum, though. Or give her any Haagen-Dazs because we can't afford it. But, yeah, like, I thought that was really interesting because he tried so hard to learn. And he, like, you know, it's free to talk to your friend intensively.
Hopefully.
About comedy for 5 hours, if that's what you want to do. But if you want to be a writer, that's what you can do too. Like, instead of at workshops and just sharing your stories, you could, like, which is what writers do. They're like, here's my story, and here's my story, and then, like,
and
they talk about
it.
Yeah, but you could actually talk about writing and, like, the world of writing and the world of stories and see what stories aren't out there and try to fill that void.
Yeah.
Or bigger things about writing and the cultural connotations of writing and our bubbles and who we're writing for. But it was really, really interesting. And all of those components, we're not going to talk about it this week because we're running out of time already, but all of those components made me think about the PERMA-H model of positive psychology. Because Sean's just like, what the hell, Carrie? I wish you could have seen his face. It was so mean.
It wasn't mean. It was just really mean. I was like, no, dude, did you really know the PERMA-H model before?
Yeah.
As you, Steve Martin was talking on his masterclass.
It made me think about it. Yeah, man, I think about psych all the time.
You were aware
man.
Of it beforehand is what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I believe.
Steve Martin doesn't talk about it. I was just thinking about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and so I'm just going to quickly say the letters. So the P is for positive emotions, the E is for engagement, the R is for relationships, the M is for meaning.
Yeah.
And I feel like he got that meaning when he was talking with his friends.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, like, it gives them a sense of purpose, and you're contributing to each other. And that's why I do the newspaper thing for free, right?
Right.
And then achievement for the And then the H. Sorry, Pokey was taking my hoodie.
What's the H? Is it happiness?
Oh, it's health.
It's not on the list.
It's health, man.
It's health.
It's health, man.
So all that, if you can do all that stuff, other stuff that's supposed to help your health?
Yeah.
Huh.
Can you hear her chewing?
She's chewing on...
Puppy!
On your hoodie thread.
Yeah, and she's tugging it.
Your jawstring.
You're going to ruin my shirt.
We're getting off track.
I'm sorry.
So
dog tip for life, baby.
Oh, what?
Sugar diabetes.
I gotta
Can you do
say it?
It. Yeah, well, we'll pause.
Yeah,
for that.
Pause. Dog tip for life. I didn't even do it that loud, baby.
All the background noise, man. All the background noise.
Well, you moving
all of
out
us
of your chair,
and our puppy shaking our ears.
Because she ran head. From my voice.
Yeah.
She's like, oh no, I must be in trouble.
Dog! You bad dog!
That's probably what she equated it to, actually.
Do you have a dog tip for life?
It's the same tone of voice. Yeah.
All right.
That's the dogs are a perfect example of what Steve Martin said.
Okay.
Like, find your well. So what makes them happy is food, as we always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Be within pointing distance. They're always following us around.
That's true, because they're like, oh, I'm not going to get the food unless the human's nearby.
And be so good that they just can't ignore you. Like, they follow you around, and every time you walk anywhere as close to where the treats are, they try to lead you that way.
The noise you hear in the background now?
If they can hear it.
Is a dog running after a cat.
Oh, yeah. We used to have 4 cats. Now we only have 1, the fastest.
That's such a lie. There are no cats that are dying in this house. Oh, my God.
No, she loves the kitties.
She loves them. She wants to kiss them.
You should see it when she grabs them in her mouth and shakes like...
Will you stop? He's totally lying.
I am
again.
Lying.
Oh, my God. Oh, you'll admit it about that one.
Pokey would never hurt the... I'm always honest. What have I ever lied about on this podcast?
Sex?
Oh, well, I have to tone it down a little bit.
Oh, my God.
All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, do you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog. And it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new...
Amazing Creepy podcast is Dude, No! Just like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Which we stream live.
On Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.